5 years ago Tuesday, the World Health Organization declared COVID-19 a global pandemic. Social distancing, COVID bubbles, and outdoor dining became the norm for Torontonians during the months and years that followed. While most have since gotten back living as before, some of Toronto's youngest set have not, opting instead to continue masking indoors and out, using air filtration systems and conducting rapid testing to prevent viral spread. Three General Z's told Toronto Today the choices haven't come without hardship, that they've been passed over for jobs, lost friends and strained family relationships. But they also each said the decision has brought benefits too, less colds and flus, new friendships and the chance to protect themselves and the people they love. 25-year-old graduate student Nafisa Alibi said the choice to mask was motivated in part by losing two grandparents after COVID infections. Nafisa Alibi supplied the motivation to mask. For Nafisa Alibi, a 25-year-old graduate student, the motivation to continue wearing a mask indoors and out came, in part, from loss. Two of the student's grandparents contracted COVID-19 while in long-term care during an earlier stage of the pandemic, subsequently dying. The student said the decision to frequently mask and use air purifiers comes from not wanting to spread the virus to others, which could lead to death or disability. Saffron, a 23-year-old Toronto Metropolitan University student, said their COVID consciousness was also spurred by the loss of a loved one to the virus, as well as from a significant personal bout of long COVID. Several years ago, the student, who asked Toronto Today to use only their first name, contracted the virus, triggering the onset of fibromyalgia, a chronic pain condition. For 2 years, Saffron said she suffered with incredible chest pain, struggled to take her dog for walks and had frequent insomnia. The symptoms forced her to take time off work, which led to debt, she said. Fortunately, the student was prescribed a nerve blocker, which she said resolved her pain symptoms almost immediately. But Saffron said she knows many others aren't so lucky. She said she masks and takes other precautions because she doesn't want to get sick again or spread the virus to others. It's never really lost on me how hopeless I felt during that time of illness. People really underestimate the impact of long COVID, she said. Getting it again would destroy my life. Saffron, 23, is the only student in her public health undergraduate program at Toronto Metropolitan University who continues to wear a mask. Saffron supplied, "What about making friends?" Alibi said their COVID-cautious approach has come with its share of downsides. The OCAD graduate student said they've lost friendships, experienced friction with their family members, and had a tough time finding roommates. They said that while initially, many of their friends masked indoors and out, such approaches became less and less common over time, straining relationships. Saffron said they have also faced challenges with maintaining friendships with people who do not frequently mask or use other strategies to reduce viral transmission. She said she also believes masking has made it more difficult to secure a part-time job. Last year, she interviewed for several customer service jobs in a mask. Several managers asked about it and whether she'd wear a mask at work. She told them she would. After that, I never heard back, she said. Delaney, 27, said choosing to mask is about trying to keep her friends, family, and broader community safe. She is pictured beside Toronto's Bentway on March 11, 2025. Gabe Oatley, Toronto Today. Fewer flus and less time off work. But students told Toronto Today their COVID-cautious approaches have had significant benefits, too. OCAD graduate student Delaney told Toronto Today that since beginning to mask at the start of the pandemic, she's rarely been sick. Masks are amazing, she said. Compared to colleagues and friends I know who don't take any sort of precautions, they're getting sick multiple times per year, whereas I have minimally gotten sick. Delaney said the reduced frequency of illness has meant she's rarely needed to take time off work, which has been good for her earnings. She said it's also been good for her studies, as she doesn't often need to miss school. Safran said she, too, has been sick less than during pre-pandemic times. She said her COVID-conscious approach has also meant that she could visit her grandmother who was suffering with lung cancer without worrying about worsening her relative's health. Safran added that contrary to what some might imagine, COVID-conscious lifestyle also hasn't required her to be a hermit. Last year, there were more than 250 masked events in Toronto, she said, citing a list compiled by Group Safe Air Collective Toronto. The 23-year-old says that in the past year, she's gone to masked slow dances, burlesque shows and drag shows. People think we're all reclusive and live, horrible, lives, she said. But I think most of us live pretty normal lives, and if anything, we're preventing us from getting sick and not being able to socialize. Helping others prevent COVID infections. All three General Z's said they're part of community groups that help others to take preventative actions to reduce the spread of the virus. Delaney is a member of Mask Block Toronto, a group that provides masks and respirators for free to anyone who wants one. Since the group formed about a year ago, they've given out tens of thousands of respirators, she said. While it's tough to know the full impact, she said she's glad to be part of an initiative that is making it more financially affordable for low-income people to keep masking if they choose. Along with promoting masked events, the Safe Air Collective also runs a HEPA filter lending library. Over the past year, dozens of groups have borrowed the air purifiers, most commonly for art or mutual aid events, according to a group spokesperson. To borrow the filters, interested individuals and groups complete a form accessible through the group's Instagram and then arrange a time to pick them up. Finding community. All three Gen Z students said that despite the hardships, they have no intention of changing their approach to reducing the risk of infection. They said they've made new friends who share their values and approach to reducing transmission. They also believe they've helped reduce the potential for loved ones to become ill. I don't regret taking my precautions, said Delaney. Protecting other people will always be worth it for me.